Welcome to the Be a Light in the Darkness podcast, where the whole universe is standing on tiptoe, waiting for the revelation of the sons and daughters of God. And you are one of them. Welcome back to the Be a Light in the Darkness podcast. We're doing a short meditation series on the rungs of Jacob's ladder, climbing, descending, ascending and descending into the presence of God through the breath of Yahweh. Doing the fourth one today called Behold His Holiness. Remember the story of Genesis where Jacob lays down to sleep on the rock and has the dream of the angels of God ascending, descending into the presence of God on the ladder. And wakes up and realizes, this is a holy place. The presence of God is here. Well, let's do that through the breath, through the Yahweh breathing, inhaling Yah and exhaling way. And hopefully this series will help you to do that on a regular basis, to focus on your breath. If this is your first time finding us, hit the follow button and come back for more for weekly episodes. I want to say God bless you and thank you for sharing this with your friends, families, on your social media so that we can grow and share it with more people. If this has blessed you, I pray that you'll do that. So let's dive right into this. Make sure you're not driving any sort of heavy machinery or operating a car. Find some place that you can sit, a quiet place, and rest or lay down. Close your eyes and focus in on your inner eye, your inner vision, a place that Christ said should be filled with light, so your whole being would be filled with light. And as you do this, focus in on your third eye, your breath. Take a nice, long, deep inhale with through your nose. Inhale, Yah. For 1, 2, 3, 4, hold for 1, 2, and exhale, way, 1, 2, 3, 4, and hold for 1, 2, and continue those nice long counting slowly, inhaling Yah, exhaling way throughout this meditation as I guide you into it. Focus in on your third eye. Allow Christ and His holiness to fill up your whole being right now. As you imagine yourself like Isaiah was in the throne room of God in Isaiah 6:3, where it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Right now, as you inhale, Yah, nice and slow, imagine you're filled with that glory. That glory is filling up your entire being, filling up you with the light of the glory, because you are made of earth. So you have to be filled with the glory of God. As you exhale away, share that glory with the rest of the world. Breathe that glory out into the surrounding neighborhood, into your office, into your home. Share the glory with everyone around you. Imagine that glory spreading from your being into every other being. The glory, the holiness, as you say to yourself on each inhale, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His glory." As you exhale, "I am filled with His glory, and I'm sharing that glory with the world." Remember, you are made of clay and dust and earth. That means you must be filled with the glory of God. You're a precious carrier of the presence of God. You are filled with the goodness and the glory of God. I am filled with the glory of His presence, with the glory of God. Exhaling that way, I share that glory with the world. I exhale that glory into this existence, into everything I do, the work of my hands, the traveling of my feet. I carry that glory. I'm a precious carrier of the glory of God wherever I go. Believe that in your heart. Repeat it in your mind. Remind yourself at all times with each inhale of Yah, each exhale of way, that you are a precious container of the glory of God. And that you are in that throne room just like Isaiah, with a great cloud of witnesses, with the holy angels and the living beings and creatures. And you're crying out right now from the depths of your soul, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His glory. I am filled with His glory. I share that glory with every other being on this planet with each inhale. and each exhale, we breathe in the glory of God. We share it with the breath. We share it with the life experiences. We share it through loving. We share it in humble servanthood. We share it by spending time with Jesus. Inhale, Yah. Exhale, Way. Take time to be in the presence of God every day. Take time to be in the presence of Yahweh every day to experience that holy, holy, holy presence and realize that you're filled with the glory of God because you're created of the earth. The whole earth, this isn't Habakkuk, is filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. So you're not only filled with the glory of God, but you're filled up with the knowledge of the glory of God. And you get to share that knowledge with everybody you encounter. As you learn to practice this Yahweh breathing more regularly, and that you can share that glory just by being around people and inhaling and exhaling, breathing the Holy Spirit upon them like Jesus did to his disciples, so that they too can find their way into the throne room. What a way to love on people. Just go to a coffee shop, sit, practice your Yahweh breathing, and look at people. Think how they are filled with the glory of God. Think about what God thinks of them. Practice this out in the public. Anytime you go, look at others like God looks at them. See what he thinks of them. Practice in your Yahweh breathing. And the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Take your time, rest in this thought, making every breath a prayer, praying without ceasing. I bless you to experience this. I bless you to know that you're filled with the glory of God. I bless you to realize this. God bless you for listening. God bless you. Bye for now.